You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Alice List today, but not alone. We've got the wonderful Tom Sainsbury in the studio. Morena, Tom.
Morena. Hi, listeners.
Hello. Lovely to have you in here today about the New Zealand International Comedy Fest, which is upon us. It's a busy old month, May.
1 week down.
Yes.
2 weeks to go.
Yes, indeed.
I know. So you think, oh, I've got through 1 week, but you're like, we're not even halfway yet.
Not even halfway. your show, I love how it sort of it conjures an image, even in the title, the man with the cup from the staff room.
Yes.
We all know what that cup is.
Yes.
I hope everyone can imagine that cup in their head.
It's called Arca Rock, if you're listening. And, you know, they're at Marais, they're at community centres, they're at staff rooms. They're kind of like that tea cup, brownie kind of glass. Mug with a handle.
Which always has slightly stressed me out because it feels like it should break, but they're just indestructible.
They're indestructible.
Yeah.
I've even been having them engraved and it's like, wow, they've lasted that too.
That's amazing.
I know.
They are also like, you know, the staple of a West Auckland hospice shop, I feel, or something.
They are, but I've been searching for them because I have them at the show, but every hospice show I went to didn't have them. Briscoe's does sell them, but they sell them for $8.99. I'm like,
surely.
I can get them for... Surely I can get three for $1 somewhere.
Somewhere. If anyone's got the... What is the name of it again? The
Arco Rock.
Fantastic stuff. Right, tell us a wee bit about this show, Tom. What's the kaupapa? What's the energy of it?
That was the kind of the starting point of the staff room.
Oh, hey, Johanna Gosgrove's here. I love the dramatic entrance as well. So
we
extra.
We expect nothing less.
Come and get a seat while Tom tells us about his show. She's crossing herself. She's getting in the
this
in
is
the character.
Great.
Oh my god.
How are you?
I feel fucked. Yeah. I feel crazy.
Well,
how are you?
Good.
Just a bit of sort of hand holding to get in the headspace here.
Yeah, but Johanna, she's here. She's nothing but professional. Go.
I'm going to turn your mic off so you can catch your breath.
Thank you.
While Tom talks about his show, and then we'll talk about your show as well. So, Tom, sorry, the man with the cup from the staff room.
Yes. So, with me, you've got to have this photo that you get taken months out, right? Months before you do the show. And I had these ideas for it. I had an idea for a show, but then I just saw one of these cups at the photography studio. So I picked it up, and then that became the show. And
I
kind of talk. There's a bit about staff room culture and like doing temping work and stuff like that. So that's the beginning of it. But then it goes all over the place. It goes into self help and mindfulness and all that kind of carry on. But it's just me and a mic.
I love it because I feel we've seen you do some really interesting things in the last year. We were just talking off air about your starring role in many sort of characters as part of Larry Bins.
Yes.
Brilliant parody of Labyrinth, the very iconic 80s film. But also you've been making your own like horror movie, Tom. It's been a really interesting time for you creatively. Nice to get back to your stand-up roots a wee bit here. Or stressful.
It's been a bit stressful because we've just been over in Australia doing it, but we did our, both of us took our old show,
yes,
which is tried and true, and we know that it works. So
yeah,
I was just doing it, like I knew the jokes worked, but coming back to New Zealand to do it, I've got to do a new show because everyone's seen all my stuff, so it's a little bit stressful. And when you're doing it, you're like, oh, I need to edit that a bit, and it's I've spent the week in Wellington fixing it, so hopefully I'm in a good place now.
It's exciting. Your shows are selling really well at the moment. So if people are wanting to get tickets to the man with the cup from the staff room.
I always forget the title too. Isn't
it's
really terrible?
I love the title.
It's
so good. Then people should move quickly. You are opening tonight.
That's right.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la.
Break a leg.
Where are you?
Thank you very much. Q Theatre.
Loft.
Rangatira.
Ooh.
Yes. Incredible.
Nice. So grab a ticket. You can go to the Comedy Festival's website or you can go to Q Theatre's website. Both will get you there. Johanna Cosgrove, kia ora.
Hello. I'm so sorry I'm late. I hit every single red light in Auckland.
Oh, I know that feeling.
I was like, are you joking? On today of all days, on this week of all weeks.
I've got places to be. I've got comedy to talk about.
I know. I was like, I'm fully dressed up for a radio interview.
You look fantastic. You really do. The listeners can imagine it and then look at our Instagram later.
Imagine that I'm really hot, physically, metaphorically, spiritually, emotionally, geographically.
Iconoclast.
Yes.
Tell us about this show, Johanna.
Okay, so this show, we sort of, I have done the show before, but I did a three-night work in progress of it in 2022.
Uh-huh.
With, and it's directed by Barney Duncan, and we've got Alistair Deverick, who is, of course,
yes,
boy crush, to, like, triple check. In my mind, I say, I know Alistair is boy crush, but I always am trying not to say boy genius.
Yeah, there's lots of boys out there.
There's lots of boys. There's lots of little boys running around. And it's like it is simply not stand up. So similar to Tom, like being in Melbourne and doing High Delusion, my stand up show, and then coming back and being like, why on God's green earth have I made a full scale 1 hour arena spectacular with 57 lighting cues? Mm. There's a full like band on stage. The band is just me and Alistair, but he plays the drums the whole time. I play the saxophone. It's like a full, like 1920s Weimar cabaret vibe.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I've seen images of your costume.
That's my costume in the show.
And your makeup.
Yeah. Yes, that's also my show makeup.
Oh, great. That was my question.
Yeah.
You're that makeup is incredible.
Thank you so much. Yeah. It's just some BB cream.
Is it?
No.
Oh, God. I was like, wow.
It's just a little bit of blush.
It's like some tinted moisturizer.
Yeah.
No makeup.
She's pale.
It's, yeah, like, oh my God, she needs medical attention.
Tell us a wee bit about where this show came from for you, Johanna, because High Delusion was spectacular.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Where'd you bring this one from?
Okay, this one was brewing for ages and ages. I knew for ages that I wanted to make a show about a nun. And end of story. No.
And it's called The Sound of Music.
Beautiful. It's a 3-hour spectacular starring Julie Andrews. But it was like after that 100-day lockdown, Auckland.
I think your phone was 121 days, Johanna. Oh.
Fucking hell.
It was long.
It's so funny when you try not to reference it, but you have to. Cause
oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's so real.
Like, it's not a COVID show, but that was also the context.
Exactly. Yeah. So after that lockdown, I got luckily sort of not approached by Auckland Live, but they were like, look, we've got some funding if you wanted to do something. And I was like, actually, me and Barney had kind of been talking about it a little bit. I was like, I want to make this show about a nun, but I'm not really sure. And then Auckland Live had a cabaret festival,
yes,
the New Zealand Cabaret Festival. And they were like, we'll give you some money and you can just do a development season in the cabaret festival.
Amazing.
Great.
So we did, and it sold out in like 3 seconds, which was amazing.
Love it.
And we had this like 3-night work in progress, and then I was like, oh, kind of parked it and then went off to do other things, and then I was like, I think we should just bring it back.
Yeah.
We'll just see. It is simply not stand up. it is very different from lots of stuff that's in the comedy festival. It's really different from the work I usually make. I mean, other than the fact that it is a character.
Yes.
So I'm very curious to see how audiences respond. I feel like people will either come and be like, that Johanna is a genius and this is the best thing I've ever seen, or they'll be like, this poor bitch has lost her marbles.
Or maybe both.
Or maybe both.
Maybe both. You know? Which is maybe the sweet spot. That's where really good art gets made.
Yeah.
Is the fine line between losing your marbles and being a genius.
Yeah,
you know?
But I was like, why did I have to put not one but two fully choreographed dance and thigh high pleather 8-inch heels? Never mind.
Good luck, those ankles.
Yeah. Yeah. Strap the ankles, strap the knees.
I'm so excited to see both of these shows. Tom, I also should say, a listener has very dedicatedly gone on Trade Me and found that there are 12 Arkaroc mugs on Trade Me for $40 right now, which is still cheaper than Briscoe's.
That's good. That's good. Thank you, listener.
So there you go. No one else beat Tom to that Trade Me listing.
Yeah.
Drop the link.
Drop the link. 5395, Trade Me link. Your show is also kicking off tomorrow night. Whereabouts are you going to be performing, Johanna?
Basement Theatre, 9:30 p.m. Please come. I have so many tickets available.
I will be there. I'm
Thank
so excited
so
for this. It's going to be a fantastic
I'm going to bring my mum on Thursday. Does that sound okay?
Yeah. What's your mum's vibe?
She's an ex-nun.
Is she actually?
No, she's not.
That's,
sorry, you know, I'm
that,
sorry.
I mean, it's kind of like there's ex-Crizzos. A couple of ex-Crizzos saw the development season and they really loved it.
Oh, cool.
Maybe if you're super religious, maybe not for you, but...
But if you're ex...
But if you're ex, if you've escaped from Glory Vale, please get in touch.
This is dedicated to you.
This is literally dedicated to you. Any ex-Mormons in the house, pull the fuck up.
BYO thigh-high boots.
Yeah, BYO thigh-highs and crucifix.
Love it. Johanna Cosgrove, Iconoclast, opening tomorrow at the Basement. Tom Sainsbury, the man with the cut from the staff room, opening tonight at Kew Rangatira.
Yes.
Both fantastic shows, part of the New Zealand International Comedy Festival. Get tickets to both and we'll see you in the theatre. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.